Letter 11, Yud Aleph, says Rav Usher. Kol ma'aseh tov she'adam ayaseh mekarev oseh la'asach lisa. Every good deed that a person does brings him closer to his purpose. Bibechina schar mitzvah mitzvah, u'mitzvah goyeres mitzvah. Chazal tell us that every mitzvah which we do, the schar of that mitzvah is that mitzvah, and every mitzvah leads to more mitzvahs. So therefore, every good deed, every mitzvah, is a journey. It's taking us somewhere. And he explains, as the tzaddikim do, v'chol tafkidin shel ha-mitzvos hem lehisdavek im bareinu. The true tachlis of all the mitzvahs is to bring us, to dveik us with Hashem. And that's how the tzaddikim explains, schar mitzvah, mitzvah, that the schar of the mitzvah is not the reward of the next world, but it's the mitzvah itself. Mitzvah is a lashon tzavsa, tzaddikim explain, which means chibur, dveikus, that the greatest thing that we could possibly hope for is dveikus with Hashem. V'eiches ha'gdoi l'shal ha'mitzvah hi k'shenasus Hashem Shamayim. The greatness of a mitzvah, the quality, is measured by the degree of kavanah of l'shem shamayim. L'shem mi shetziva lanu aleha. Are we doing it for He, the Rebbein Hashem, who commanded us in this mitzvah? How much of the deed which we're doing is begether mitzvah, that there's a tzivoy. And that dveikus, he says, comes along with this, and this is the gift that a person gets, this das, this seichel, that a person is given from above in doing mitzvah Hashem Shemaim for the purpose of dveikus. Kedei shenagila ha-kara ha-brura, to have a clarity. Shekol hava yoseinu v'kimeinu, that our existence and being here, that we're only here because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us life. We have no life of our own. Every single moment is the kindness of Hashem, that He wills us into existence. With a very deep purpose, in order to create a Mishkan for Himself in this world, that we're living with a higher purpose. It's not our world, it's not our life. That we were created, we are creations of a creator, and therefore we have a purpose and mission in this world, which is His purpose, His mission. But lucky for us, what comes along with that purpose is the greatest gift that a human being can think of, which is that connection to Him, that shleimus, which is the greatest type. She used to go al yidim ha'asim ha'tayv in the kabbal shefas ha'bayre, that by following His mitzvahs, or zeichet to His shefa, asher ein ketz ha'tanugim ha'ila, to which there is no end to the pleasure, asher kol zman shein ha'ad ha'roi mochon l'kabal zeis, but kol zman, as long as a person is not a vessel to be able to receive this shefa, ein hu mesugel l'hasek zeis, he doesn't receive it. And so therefore, the goal is to live according to that mission, and to want to do the Ratzon Hashem. And when we do the Ratzon Hashem, we're gifted with the knowledge of Hashem's Achdus, which makes us into the vessels to receive that Shefa, to have Dveikus with Him, which is the greatest Tainug pleasure that a person can possibly experience. It's not possible to achieve this Tachlis without working very hard. Working very hard and being kind of this emuna itself. I mean, the dveikus and emuna go hand in hand. The Baal Shem Tov teaches us many times, what we've seen in the letters. L'chyes aisa al b'saray b'v'chinas mi'b'saray achzalaka, to live it in one's flesh, not just as a concept, not on the level of neshama, but it should permeate our entire being. And we're comprised of neshama and guf. And that das should permeate the guf as well. And that comes along with bittul and a hachna to Hashem, as he's quoted many times this pasuk, bibsari echzeleka, from my flesh, the focus being on this word, bibsari, from my flesh, from my guf, I see elokos, I see godliness from the flesh, that being mahapich, choymer tetsuya, the guf into neshama. How is that done? Ayyide tikkun midosav, which comes with tikkun hamidos. Well, tikkun hamidos comes from emuna, like we've spoken about many times. That if a person is insulted or offended and he keeps quiet and he breaks his teva, he breaks his nature not to run after a taiva or to have any kinna for somebody else or being mevakesh, a kavod, whatever mida umida that confronts a person that he's caught in the moment at that time, and he has emuna, that there's much more than meets the eye. That he controls with them, himself. And in that moment of self-control, he conquers the mida. Why? Because he realizes that this is a matter of Kabbalah Samachus Shemayim. There's a purpose in this world. I'm on a mission here. And I need to be zeichet to that amun and have that dvikus that Hashem wants me to have, and that there should be a dira batachtayim in this world. And all that comes together for him. And because of his amun and Kabbalah Samachus Shemayim, he stays strong in the moment. B'shas ha-nisayon. U'meisim nafshu b'kapoy b'koyach ha-bechir nasam b'yadoy. And he takes his life into his hands with the bechir which he's been gifted with. He doesn't go after his impulses, but the guf desires. Doesn't allow the guf to be the man to amar. He says, I'm a neshama, I want to do the ratzon Hashem. And he's able to overcome and to break his teva. What's the result of that? He attaches himself to Hashem at that moment. And then he becomes the vessel to be a mishkan, to be zeichet hashras hashchina. Because with this breath of life, he was zeiche l'mali achara ye'ud b'yosei, to go after and to fulfill purpose of creation. The whole world is kedai for him, like the Mishnah says in the beginning of the sixth parak of Avos. And this Pesach is just the size of a needle hole in terms of the greatness of Hashem, what Hashem has to offer. We're only doing very little. We're creating a tiny opening. But this tiny opening, it turns into a great shah, a hallway for a person to enter, but not just himself, but for others, that they should have a whiff of the reich of emuna, of his emuna pshuta, which he's now breathing, so to speak, into the world in a very powerful way. So that's why he's explaining what he means, that the whole world is kedai for him, that he's enriching and infusing the whole world with emuna because of being a tzaddik in that moment and utilizing that breath of life for emuna pshuta, fulfilling his purpose in creation. And now Rav Usher is going to take the mitzvah of tzedakah. We haven't seen this yet. And he's going to explain it according to the Mabat, the perspective of emuna pshuta. We've seen many times how emuna pshuta gives a different taich on different experiences in life, different mitzvahs, in Avodas Hashem. So if we had to explain the inyan of tzedakah, nesina tzedakah, according to Mila Pshata, what would that look like? So Vishra explains, Mashmos hamitish ha-mitzah tzedakah tufahi. It seems like the person who was sending the letter had inquired about the mitzvah of tzedakah and in the inyan of Amun Pshata, so he explains. The true explanation of mitzvah tzedakah, according to the derech of Amun Pshata, is shemivara she'ina nesim mishaleklam, is to understand full well that what I'm giving, I'm not giving anything. It's not mine. I'm giving everything which belongs to Hashem. Bebechina, as the pasuk says, Hakol miyadcha u'miyadcha nasanu lach. I received it from your hand, and from your hand, it was given to you. Because Hashem wants us to have opportunities to do chesed, to do mitzvah. So He gives us opportunities to give tzedakah. And through the mitzvah of tzedakah, we'll be able to be zeichet to cling to Him. And although it's not our money, and it's His, and so we're not doing very much other than handing it over, we're doing what we're supposed to do with it, but He considers it as if it's ours. That's His chesed. The only thing which we're really giving is the bechira, that we're making a good choice to do what we're supposed to do with it. Because in truth, we're not giving anything which belongs to us. You see, we have nothing of our own to give. It belongs to Him. The real kinyan haschar is the truth which we're kinda. Through this perspective, through the mitzvah, the perspective of emuna pshuta as it teaches the mitzvah of tzedakah, and how that plays into the greater Avoida of emuna pshuta, everything coming together. That's the schar. How it transforms our basar, like we had said before, mibsar echzal laka. And as that basar transforms, we have a deeper experience with Hashem, and we come to understand Hashem more and more. Because to attain this truth, the Teva puts up a big fight, and there's a lot of menias into being zeichet to this MS, to really internalizing this truth. But in the schar, that we have emuna in him, nira bracha b'chal asher nifna. It's the emuna which brings the bracha, as we've explained many, many times. So tzedakah has another form of emuna pshita, but it's these two ideas coming together of the shviras hateva, how a person breaks himself in those moments and to breathe a breath of life which is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what that means, and how emuna pshita teaches the mitzvah of tzedakah. These two things broaden our understanding of emuna pshita, and we should be zeicha through this avoid of emuna pshita in every aspect of our lives to that dveikus which he's describing, which is the schar mitzvah, which is the ultimate. That's what we're here for, that shlichus, to fulfill that purpose through emuna pshita, which is the tachas of it all.